for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Incoming House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says Republican congressional candidate Mark Harris will not be sworn in on January 3rd when the new Congress is seated. Hoyer says the fact Harris's victory has not been certified due to legitimate claims of election tampering is the reason why.
This is in a court case that's continuing to go on to determine what happened and what effect it had on the election. My own view is we probably ought to redo the general election.
The House is the judge of the elections of its members and the final arbiter of its contests. Authorities in Missouri are questioning a suspect after a deadly shooting in a home in St. Charles City early today that left four dead. Cops got into a gunfight with the suspect before he ran off. Lieutenant Tom Wilkerson is a spokesman for the St. Charles Police Department.
The suspect fled on foot from his vehicle from the scene while officers were returning fire.
The suspect was caught over 7 hours later at a convenience store. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When a black man staying in a DoubleTree hotel in Portland, Oregon, called his mother from the lobby, he was told by a white security guard that he was trespassing and was escorted out of the building by police. Massey was visiting Portland from Seattle for a concert and was a guest at the hotel. He says he made that clear to police.
They gave me two options. When the police arrived, I asked them, what were my opportunities here? And they told me I could either stay and ignore their requests and be arrested, or I could comply and go pack up my room and leave the hotel.
The general manager of the Portland DoubleTree says after an internal review, the hotel has fired the security guard and a hotel manager who was also involved in the encounter. It's the Alabama Crimson Tide against the Oklahoma Sooners in the Orange Bowl. Your Sooners head coach, Lincoln Riley.
I'm excited for the game to get here. You know, you kind of hit this point in any of these bowls, I'd probably especially a playoff, you're just kind of ready for it to be here. So we've prepared well, confident in the way our team's approached this entire month. We've had a great week here so far.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Environmental and health researchers at Syracuse University and Harvard University are worried lighter regulations on mercury emissions could be endangering lives. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
The Trump administration on Friday targeted an Obama-era regulation that was credited with helping to reduce toxic mercury pollution from coal-fired power plants. Former Obama administration EPA official Janet McCabe.
Since this rule was implemented, mercury emissions have gone down by about 80% from that industry as a whole, and that's a pretty remarkable reduction.
Gilda Radner was an original member of NBC's Saturday Night Live, and her comedy inspired many who came after her. Love, Gilda is a documentary directed by Lisa Diapolito. Here she explains that Radner was perhaps more comfortable performing than she was in her personal life.
I think in her professional life, she was 100% confident, and she could play with the toughest of comedians and always hold her own. I think it was in her personal life that she really struggled, and the struggles that she has had were many of the struggles that we have. You know, Gilda never felt beautiful. She was very insecure in her relationships with men. But I think as a performer, she was just really, really solid.
The show will be airing on CNN starting New Year's Day and again on the 5th. Aquaman is the current king at the box office with the 6th biggest Christmas day for ticket sales. Vice hopes to top this week's box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.